إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد عبده ورسوله. عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى، وطبتم وطاب سعيكم وطاب سعيكم وممشاكم ولقد تبوأتم من الجنة منزلا. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the sweetness of Iman, the sweetness of faith. Abbas, the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, ذَاقَ طَعْمَ الْإِيمَانِ مَنْ رَضِيَ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّهِ. Abbas, the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ذَاقَ طَعْمَ الْإِيمَانِ مَنْ رَضِيَ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّهِ وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ نَبِيًّا وَرَسُولًا. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, he shall taste the sweetness of Iman, the sweetness of faith, the one who is pleased with Allah as his Lord and with Islam as his deen and with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam as his Nabi and his Rasul. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, what does it mean to be pleased with Allah as our Lord? What it means is that we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we trust in Him, have tawakkul on Him, we ask from Him, we seek richness through Him, we seek izzah, we seek honor through Him, and that we know that anything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can never suffice us. When we say we are pleased with Allah as our Lord, that means we know for sure that nothing else in this universe can provide for us, can help us, can answer our dua, can be sufficient for us. We know that everything else is weak, everything else is inferior, and it is only Allah who is strong and powerful and who can answer our du'as. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عَبْدًا. Isn't Allah Most High sufficient for His slave? Allah Most High is sufficient for His slave. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, we have another beautiful hadith narrated by Anas ibn Malik, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said in a hadith narrated by Bukhari and Muslim, ثَلَاثٌ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ ذَاقَ وَجَدَ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ. أَنْ تُؤْمِنُوا أَنْ تُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ أَكْثَرَ مِمَّنْ سِوَاهِمَا وَأَنْ تُحِبُّ الْمَرْءَ لَا يُحِبُّهُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ وَأَنْ يَكْرَهُ أَنْ يَعُودَ فِي الْكُفْرِ كَمَا يَكْرَهُ أَنْ يُقْذَفَ فِي النَّارِ. Three people, or three things, if they are found in a person, he shall attain, he shall taste, he shall receive and taste the sweetness of Iman. He shall achieve the sweetness of Iman. What are these beautiful qualities? One, that Allah and His Messenger is more beloved to him than anyone or anything else. Number two, that he loves another for the sake of Allah and not for any other reason. And number three, that he fears going back to kufr like he fears being thrown into a fire. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the sweetness of Iman, it is the sweetness that one finds in worship. When one finds pleasure in ibadah, one finds delight in their worship of Allah. Sweetness of Iman means that one will sacrifice and be patient in order to obey Allah, to respect His commands and follow His deen. Sweetness of Iman is an expansion of the chest. It is a relaxation and a joy in ibadah. It is a happiness. It is a comfort that cannot be described in words. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah, He says, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. Say, by the bounty of Allah and by His mercy, in that let them find joy and happiness. And that let them find happiness in Allah's bounties. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, when faith has really touched the depths of the heart, when Iman enters and penetrates the depths of the heart, then it will not be easy to turn that person away from Allah. In fact, the person will sacrifice their very life and they will give up everything they have in order to attain that sweetness of faith. Respected brothers in Islam and sisters in Islam, the Prophet ﷺ reminded us to repeat often these words, رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ نَبِيًّا. I am pleased with Allah. I am sufficed with Allah as my Lord. I am sufficed with Islam as my deen. I am happy and pleased with Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم as my Prophet. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, every sin that a person gives up for the sake of Allah will be replaced by sweetness of Iman in his heart. The Prophet ﷺ, he said in a hadith narrated by Hakim, that the look, the haram, forbidden look, is a poisoned arrow from the shaitan. Whoever gives it up for the sake of Allah will find a sweetness of faith in their heart. And likewise, every other sin that one of us, if we give it up for the sake of Allah, out of His bounty, out of His rahmah, He will give us sweetness of Iman in our heart, the like of which there is no other sweetness and happiness. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, to attain the sweetness of faith, the pleasure of Iman, it has a price, it has a cost. There are steps that we take to achieve it. First and foremost, as the Prophet ﷺ said, that Allah and His Messenger are more beloved to a person than anything else. And what it means that Allah and His Messenger are more beloved than anything else is that the Qur'an and the Sunnah are more beloved to a person than anything else. What it means is that the commandments of the Qur'an and the commandments of the Sunnah are more beloved to a person than anything else. And if they go against a person's desires, or a person's maslaha, which one does he prefer? Which one does he give precedence to? He turns back on his own desire and maslaha, and he puts the Qur'an and the Sunnah ahead of everything else. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, love of the Prophet. Love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What it entails is that we do not take commandments and prohibitions from any source other than His light, the lantern of Nubuwwah. What it entails is that we let Him be the judge in all of our affairs, that we turn to Him and accept His judgment in all of our affairs. Love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what it entails is that we follow Him in all aspects of our life. We emulate His behavior, His generosity, His kindness, His easygoing nature, His compassion for others, His love for others and for the weak. This is love for the Prophet ﷺ. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, from the price of the sweetness of Iman is that we love another for the sake of Allah and for no other reason. And how is it that we love another for the sake of Allah? We love each other for the sake of Allah, the akhwa of Islam, when our love is based on the taqwa and the obedience of another. When we see taqwa, when we see iman in another, we love him for that sake. Not because we get favors from another person, not because of gifts. True love for the sake of Allah does not increase with gifts or decrease without giving favors. But it is love due to the iman of Islam, in al-Islam. Allah says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. It is the believers who are true brothers. It is believers in Allah who are truly brethren of one another. And Allah says that true friendship is built only upon taqwa on the Day of Judgment. أَلْأَخِلَّاءُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٍ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. The close beloved friends, on that day they will be enemies to each other, fleeing from each other, except those who had taqwa. This is the true brotherhood, the true friendship of Islam. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the third quality mentioned by the Prophet ﷺ is that a person fear being going back to days or going back to kufr, like they fear being thrown into a fire. Respected brothers in Islam and sisters in Islam, how many people accept Islam when it's to their own benefit? How many people worship Allah when they find some worldly benefit? But as soon as a fitna or a difficulty or tribulation comes to them, they turn back on their heels. They turn back when there's no maslaha for them. Is this a person who fears going back to kufr like being thrown into a fire? This quality that we must have is that Islam and Iman is in the depths of our being, that nothing can withdraw it from us, and that we would give life and limb to hold on and preserve our faith. This was the way of the Salihin. This was the way of the Sahaba, the most righteous of generations. We read the words of the pious predecessors about the sweetness of Iman. One of them, he said, إِنَّ فِي الدُّنْيَا جَنَّةً مَنْ لَمْ يَدْخُلْهَا لَمْ يَدْخُلْ جَنَّةَ الْآخِرَةِ. Indeed, in this world is a paradise. Whoever does not enter it shall not enter the paradise of the Akhirah. And another, he said, those who taste the sweetness of Iman, they have something in their heart, some feeling. And they said, one of them, he said, this feeling that I have that passes by my heart in the ibadah of Allah, if people in Jannah taste this happiness, taste this sweetness, then indeed there is a great pleasure in paradise. He was describing the pleasure, the sweetness of Iman passing through his heart. And another person, he said, indeed, though true Iman, it has a sweetness in the heart. Whoever does not taste that sweetness, either he has no iman, or his iman is lacking. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, I share with you the story of our noble Sahaba. Khubayb, the noble Sahabi, who was captive, taken capture when he went out to teach people about Islam. He was brought to Mecca, tied up by the mushrikeen, and about to be executed. The mushrikeen, they began to taunt him. They said, don't you wish, Khubayb, that the Prophet, that Muhammad was in your place? Don't you wish that Muhammad was in your place and you could be home with your family? And Khubayb, that noble, that beautiful Sahabi, the words of Iman came from his tongue. He said, by Allah, I do not wish to be at home with my family and my children, and that all the blessings of the dunya were given to me, and that Muhammad would be pricked with a thorn, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The words of Iman spoke through their actions. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, what about that Sahabiya, that noble woman, when she heard this rumor that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had been killed in the battle of Uhud. She ran out of her home to the battlefield. Where is the Prophet? What happened to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? O Fulana, O woman, do you know that your father has been killed? Your husband has been killed, your son has been killed, and your brother has been killed. She turned looking for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When her eyes fell upon his blessed body, she said, O Messenger of Allah, all tribulation perishes when I see you. All sadness is gone when my eyes have gazed upon you. The love that she had for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Bilal al-Habashi, that noble Sahabi who accepted Islam in the early days when he was poor, they took him in a desert, whipped his back, and put boulders, huge rocks on his chest, crushing him in the heat of the sun, in the heat of the Arabian sun. And say, putting the idols in his face, do you believe in these idols and all this punishment will go away? Ahadun, ahadun, fardun, samad. One, one, he is single, the everlasting. Words that will echo throughout history. Words that come from the depth of a man's heart. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, we see the King Heraclius, when he was asked about, when he asked about the Prophet ﷺ, one of the first questions he asked is, do his companions, when they find hardship in religion, do they apostate? Do they turn away? And Abu Sufyan, who wasn't even a Muslim, he said, no, no one turns away from him. And he said, this is true faith when it enters the depth of the heart. That is what true faith is. True faith is what we hold on to our iman when we are tested. What we hold on to the oneness of Allah in times of tribulation. What we emulate and follow the beloved predecessors and seek the sweetness of faith, even if it means that we sacrifice our own desires and our own loves. I close this khutbah, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, by reminding you and myself that the sweetness of faith, it brings with it peace of mind. It brings with it relaxation. When we know that all of our risk is from Allah, when we know that our happiness is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we realize that we turn away from our desires for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we know that Allah is with us day and night, when we have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His consciousness accompany us day and night, then that sweetness of faith will overcome all of our worries and all of our fears of our own risk. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah says, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنًا فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. Whoever does righteousness, male or female, and he believes in Allah, we shall grant him a happy life. حَيَاطًا طَيِّبًا. We shall grant him a life that is beautiful, that is good. وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And we will give them the reward of the good things that they used to do. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, may Allah bless you with the Qur'an al-Azim and accept from all of us and give us the sweetness of Iman. اللهم ذقنا طعم الإيمان وحلاوة الإيمان. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين. استغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, now that we hear about the sweetness of Iman and the steps to take to achieve it and the importance of holding on to our faith, I remind you and myself as these days of summer and vacation are upon us, and that our children have more time and free time to spend, I remind you and myself that it is critical that we engage our children with the house of Allah and to encourage them and ourselves to be attached to the house of Allah in the masjid. The free time, as you know it, it can be for us or against us. Imam Shafi'i, he said, Al-waqtu kasayf, innam tasda' bihi qata'at. Your free time is like a sword, a double-edged sword. Either you cut with it or it will cut you. And so our youth, in these summer days, they can be influenced by movies and music and television and games and bad company, and they could be led astray, they could be taken away from the straight path, or we can make a conscious effort to bring them to the house of Allah, to enroll them in the programs and summer classes that we will have inshaAllah, and to bring them with us to the salawat, and so that they love the house of Allah and attend the durus, and so that the negative influences in society will be counteracted, and that they will be attracted to the deen. They will find an alternative lifestyle, one that will bring them true happiness in this world and the next. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, finally I remind you and myself that we should all encourage our youth and ourselves to be devoted to the people of knowledge, to have love and respect for them, because it is through them that the knowledge will transfer to us. If we love and respect our teachers, then the beneficial knowledge will come to us. And if we teach our youth to love and respect them, then they will have a lifeline that will give them support throughout their lives, an alternative source of guidance where they can find the path and the ways to make the right decisions in their life. So I remind all of us, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, to seek out the company of the righteous, to be in the masjid, to be in the durus, and to accompany the people of knowledge. May Allah accept from me and you, and give us all beneficial knowledge, and give us goodness in this life and the next. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa, warzuqna tiba'a, wa arina al-batila batila, warzuqna ijtinaba. Allahumma aghfir lil-muslimina wal-muslimat, wal-mu'minina wal-mu'minat, al-ahya'i minhum wal-amwat. Allahumma alif bayna qulub al-muslimin. Allahumma farrij hamm al-mahmumin min al-mu'minin fi kulli makan. اللهم انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وصلى الله على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن تبعهم إلى بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين عباد الله اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وأقيموا الصلاة الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر.